sometimes I sit down and just look at my own life. It's just so much busyness and so much pushing one paper here and moving one paper there and reorganizing things around the house, which they didn't even need to be reorganized. And it's just constant busyness. And that's actually a sign of Allah's punishment. I mean, people, when they're busy in the Quran, they're busy in dhikr, they're busy in serving people, they're actually doing that. That's progress. So it's amazing. We have so many tools of progress in this day and age, and we're just chasing our tails. We're just like dogs. We're just chasing our tails. We're not going anywhere. The real progress comes when Allah busies you in reciting the Quran, in coming to the masjid, in helping people who are destitute, and serving the poor. Those are the true types of busyness. Our busyness is just, sometimes I don't understand where it even comes from. So we really should take advantage of the next few weeks and try to eliminate some of these things from our lives and disconnect ourselves from them so that we're prepared before the event. Really, I mean, the whole essence of tasawwuf, this is what our mashayikh say, that the essence of tasawwuf occurs in a moment. All that has to happen is that a true seeker has to come in front of someone who's truly sought, who's earned something, and that gets transferred between the heart like that. When the Sahaba came in front of the Prophet, his heart was so powerful and he was so spiritually connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they would just see him and they would change in a second. Overnight, not even overnight, instantaneously, they would change. And the reason was because they came with a true vessel. They came seeking guidance, and the Prophet was the best of guides. And so that transfer, that nisbah, occurred in a moment. And actually all of the tasawwuf is that. That is that you're waiting for that moment to occur. So the student, when they do their dhikr and they do their Quran and they do their muraqabah and they become ulama or they learn knowledges and all these things, all they're doing is preparing their heart so that they can get lucky and at that moment meet the person who's connected to Allah so that everything can transfer over in a moment. And it all happens, it's very, very quickly. That nisbah, that it's a very, very unique thing to describe, that transfers over immediately in a moment. So our goal actually is to prepare ourselves so that we can get something when we attend these. Now, if you are so busy and you just get there barely before, you know, get there late, you got 50 things on your mind, you got to leave one day for 4 hours, and the next day you got to leave for 5 hours, and you've got different things you have to do, it's not going to really, I mean, it'll have its effect, but that effect will wear off within a few days. But if you come there prepared, you've prepared yourself, you've cut yourself off from the busyness of this world, you've started to busy yourself in preparation for the hereafter, then when you sit down, inshallah, you'll take a tremendous benefit. That benefit will last you, it's just a month and a half away, Ramadan, after that. And then Ramadan, inshallah, will reboost you, and then I'll carry you through, you know, inshallah, all the way until January, February. And so at least the next five to six months look very good for those people who are seeking nearness to Allah. It's just up to us. It's up to us what we're going to do. Just start cutting things off that you don't need in your life and just start busying yourself with a little bit of the preparation for the hereafter. And inshallah, it'll boost to the next level over that weekend, and then that'll carry on until hopefully the path to Ramadan, and then Ramadan itself, and then i'tikaf, and then after i'tikaf, the Hajj time begins, obviously. So there's Allah puts a lot of blessing in those days as well. So anyway, take advantage of the time, because time is going to go. I was just looking over the flyer from last year when Sheikh Zulfiqar was here. It's a whole year. What did we do in a whole year? I mean, amazing. It's amazing that a whole year has passed and we're just like in neutral. We just keep pressing the gas and we don't go anywhere. The car is just the engine's spinning, but we're not going anywhere. So take advantage of these next... Really, the people who are going to benefit are the two or three of us, despite the fact that we're going to remind one another over and over and over again. There'll be two or three of us that are really going to prepare. And actually, the whole reason this event is occurring is because Allah has decided to bestow this mercy upon someone. I don't know who it is. But someone is going to get something out of this, I know that, or this event would not even be occurring. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing the opportunity means that there's someone there that's going to take benefit from it. The question is who. So we should really, really beg Allah and prepare ourselves so that we can take advantage of these opportunities, because we never know what the next moment brings. You know, find that 10-year-old girl, she got in an accident, she's paralyzed physically. It's worse. We're paralyzed in the deen. We're paralyzed in the deen. We know what we have to do, but we can't do it. Somebody who's paralyzed physically, they know that they have to move and grab something to eat and get up and go to the bathroom. They just can't do it. We're exactly the same way. We're no different than that 10-year-old girl. We're worse, actually. Because we know what we have to do in the deen, and we're just sitting there. We can't move. We can't do it. We even want to do it. We can't do it. We've been paralyzed. Why? Because we've allowed our iman to crash head-on with all of this environment. So we're paralyzed people. We can't even do anything. And so a doctor is coming who has the ability to rectify people's hearts and to strengthen their iman. So hopefully we can remove that paralysis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to take advantage of these next few days. Also, we're going to need some help in preparing for the event. It's going to be, every day that it approaches, I'm just realizing more and more how crazy those days are going to be, because so many people have called me and so many things are opening up, and people actually are coming from many different places. We have people coming from California, from New Jersey, from Atlanta, from Tennessee. So it's going to be a lot of work. And really, the other people who are going to benefit are the people who do the khidmah. They get double the benefit, because they won't be able to sit with Shaykh Zulfiqar as much, but they'll get the benefit of everybody else sitting. And so that's where really a tremendous benefit comes. So inshallah, we'll start sending out emails and stuff about ways people can help, and we'll try to divide up the work as much as possible. But try to have that mentality of at least taking some time to serve the other people. And that's really a great way of benefiting, inshallah.